Alan Michael actually ran for president, I think in 1980 or 84 against Ronald Reagan. Unfortunately, he lost. Want to round things out tonight with some more music from Unity. I've been playing music from Unity the past few months. Tonight's installment will be from Kelly Corsino. Kelly is, I suppose, a member of the Unity congregation, a musical member, as it were. Unity, if you don't know, is one of the new thought religions that sprang out of the early 20th century push toward power of mind that essentially was started by Christian Science. Unity is sort of the younger cousin of Christian Science, not quite as devoted to Christianity, but still very spiritual and transcendental and dedicated to offering practical tools and uplifting resources utilizing thoughts, the creative power of thoughts and effective prayer and meditation to align us to our own spiritual nature and to God. Charles Fillmore was the founder of Unity, who had a sort of a unique perspective, a sort of non-dualistic early 20th century perspective about the power of the mind, power of positive thinking, etc. Things that were very much in vogue at during that time. God is spirit, infinite mind, the immanent force and intelligence everywhere manifest in nature. So we're going to hear some music by Unity singer-songwriter Kelly Corsino from a CD she put out called Within. This is the music of Mind Control on WFMU East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online at WFMU.org.
Plans I couldn't guess. try way too hard. Stop trying way too hard. It's like bailing out a leaky boat with a bucket full of holes. Bless my soul. I don't know what you call God. Call as often as you want.
We'll be right back. You are tuned to Marconi Island on WFMU. I'm your host, Devin Levins, every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. playing the soundtrack hits. This week is no exception. We lost overly prolific third-stream jazz bassist Richard Davis back on September 6th at the age of 93, possibly best known for his work as a sideman for Eric Dolphy, Andrew Hill, Oliver Nelson, amongst others. He put out, I believe, over 20 albums as a leader, co-leader, and played with virtually everybody. Also worked in the rock world, of course, famously with Van Morrison and Bruce Springsteen. And he worked on a couple of great soundtracks over the years and didn't get the credit he deserved for them. So we're going to hit some of that this evening and some of reinterpretations of film themes with the various projects he was involved with. And we kicked off the hour with Jimmy Forrest, Oliver Nelson's 1962 reinterpretation of Experiment in Terror, the Blake Edwards noir, starring Glenn Ford, Lee Remick, Stephanie Powers, originally written by Henry Mancini. And on this recording, we hear Jimmy Forrest on tenor, Mundell Lowe guitar, George Barrow piano, Jimmy Cleveland trombone, Richard Davis on bass, of course, and Ed Shaughnessy on drums, all arranged and conducted by Oliver Nelson. After that, Music to Watch Girls by Jackie Byard, from Jackie Byard with Strings on the Prestige label, a reworking of Sid Raymond's Diet Pepsi jingle. I always count that as music written for the moving image made famous and recorded by Bob Crewe. And Jackie Byard, of course, this album came out in 68. George Benson on guitar, Ray Nance violin and vocals, and Ron Carter cello, Richard Davis double bass, and Alan Dawson on drums and vibes. Then Jimmy Smith's Monster album on Verve from 65, Goldfinger Part 2, the jazz organist, the best-dressed jazz organist on the planet, arranged by Oliver Nelson, often thought of as a lesser Jimmy Smith album because of the big production and the fact that they reworked a bunch of film tunes, including Bewitched, film and TV, Bewitched and Monsters and Goldfinger, twice even. But nonetheless, I love the track. It's Jimmy Smith organ, Oliver Nelson arranging, conducting again, Richard Davis on double bass, Grady Tate drums, Kenny Burrell guitar, and others, of course, reworking of the 64 third James Bond film, the one starring Sean Connery. And then another remake from the year before, 63, from Russia with Love, the second in the James Bond series, Gary McFarlane's Soft Samba album. He's the arranger and vibraphonist of that, Jimmy Cleveland trombone, Joe Beam, and Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Richard Davis again on double bass, and Willie Bobo percussion. In the background, Shadow of Your Smile from Chico Hamilton's The Further Adventures of El Chico from 66 on the Impulse label, remaking The Shadow of Your Smile from the, more or less the love theme from the Sandpiper, Johnny Mandel 65 film. Let's see. So next up, Dizzy Gillespie's Cornucopia. I love this track, Windmills of Your Mind, the reinterpretation of Michel Legrand's from 1970, this album came out. Of course, the music from 68, heist film, Thomas Crown Affair, Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway, best original song that year. And Dizzy, of course, is playing there. Chuck Rainey bass, Richard Davis, Chuck Rainey electric bass, Richard Davis acoustic bass, Bernard Purdy, Ed Shaughnessy on drums. And it's all arranged and conducted by Don Sebesky. Again, all music this hour featuring Richard Davis on bass, on original film or TV music, or reinterpretations thereof, who again we lost on September 6th. Apparently he had been in hospice for 2 years. He was at the age of 93, a Chicago-born and bred bassist. Began his early music career with his brothers in a family vocal trio singing, and then in high school started studying bass and music theory with a band director, and became part of the youth orchestra, and went to college studying double bass, and eventually leading him to pianist Don Shirley, who they both moved in 51 to New York City and performed and recorded together for 5 years before he ended up becoming part of Sarah Vaughan's rhythm section. And that led to all the amazing collaborations thereafter. Eric Dolphy, Jackie Byard, Booker Irvin, Andrew Hill, Alvin Jones, Cal Shader, etc. So we'll go on from here on WFMU Morricone Island. Thank you. We're back. WFMU, Morricone Island's film music tribute to Richard Davis continues here. We just heard three tracks kicked off by Dizzy Gillespie's Windmills of Your Mind from the album Cornucopia, 1970, reinterpretation of the Thomas Crown Affair title track. And then after that, Sonny Stitt, Mr. Bojangles' album from 73, and their reworking of Ben, made famous by Michael Jackson, a young Michael Jackson, singing the title track from 72. It's a horror film that was directed by Phil Carlson, the sequel to the film Willard, about the lonely kid who befriends Willard's former pet rat, Ben. That album is Sonny Stitt on alto and tenor, Richard Davis on electric bass, Warren Smith, percussion, and Don that's another Don Sebesky arranged and conducted album. Then we heard Jimmy McGriff's Mr. Lucky, the organist, from Groove Scrieve on the Groove Merchant 1971 album. Mr. Lucky, of course, the CBS TV series from 59 to 60. Blake Edwards developed the program. And Mancini, of course, penned the smooth theme title. Now, Richard Davis on bass again, and Jimmy McGriff organ, Cliff Davis tenor and flute, and Johnny Beard baritone and flute, and Marion Booker drums. In the background, Day of Wine and Roses from Lou Donaldson's Roughhouse Blues album. Yet another Blake Edwards directed production. The 62 film, similarly penned by Henry Mancini as well, Jack Lemmon, Lee Remick. And that's from the Roughhouse Blues album. That one conducted and arranged by Oliver Nelson. So next up, the great Johnny Hartman, The Voice That Is, from 64 on Impulse Records. His reworking of the Morricone track Funny World from Malamondo, originally sung by Astor Gilberto. Johnny Hartman, of course, coming out of Earl Hines and Dizzy Gillespie's big bands, and best remembered possibly with his John Coltrane collab landmark album. But this is Johnny Hartman on vocals, Hank Jones piano, Richard Davis bass, Ozzie Johnson drums, and Willie Rodriguez on percussion, Howard Collins guitar. We'll go on from there. Also, I think an Armando Travioli reinterpretation coming up, as well as a reworking of Carnival Morning from Black Orpheus by Carmen McRae here on WFMU Morricone Island.
Funny how love can be. Funny how you wanted me. I dreamed of holding you. Funny how my dreams came true. Funny thing, I should lose you. Never thought I should lose you. Funny how dreams can die. Someone tells you goodbye. So funny. funny that I could cry. Funny thing that I should choose you. Oh, I never thought that I would lose you. Funny how dreams can die when someone tells you goodbye. So funny that I could cry. Funny, it's a funny world.
Bye.
This is it. We're over before we're started. Here on WFMU Morricone Island, our film music tribute to the very prolific jazz and much more bassist Richard Davis passed away September 6th, a couple weeks ago, at the age of 93. And as mentioned, we started that last setup with Johnny Hartman's Funny World, a Morricone reworking originally sung by Astrid Gilberto back in 1964 from the documentary, the Mondo documentary, Malamondo, Italian. After that, L'Amore Dice Ciao from Walter Wanderley's Moon Dreams, 1969 CTI album. Reworking of Armando Travioli's The Matriarch or The Libertine, 68 Italian film, sex comedy, directed by Pasquale Festa Campanile, stars Catherine Spock. Moon Dreams is a Brazilian keyboardist, Walter Wanderley, maybe best known as the collaborator with Astrid Gilberto. And on that track, he's featured on organ and harpsichord with singers Flora Purim, Linda November, and Stella Stevens, and Diodato arranges, and of course, our guy Richard Davis is on bass. After that, Carnival Morning from Black Orpheus, the reworking by Carmen McRae on her Second to None 1964 mainstream records, the Harlem-born vocalist, one of the first international Brazilian hits. And then after that, Mal Waldron's Hillary, the track Hillary from Sweet Love Bitter from 1966. We are now getting into not reworkings of soundtracks, but actual soundtracks. It's a 67 film based on the novel Night Song by John Alfred Williams, inspired by the life of Charlie Parker. And the jazz pianist Mal Waldron was the composer for the film, which stars Dick Gregory and Don Murray, George Coleman on alto, and Charles Davis on tenor sax. Then another original soundtrack, Once Upon a Time, featuring Stan Getz on the Eddie Sauter-composed score to Mickey 1 from 65. That's a noir starring Warren Beatty and directed by Arthur Penn. I guess it's the collaboration between Getz and Sauter after the 61 Verve Focus album, but great track, Once Upon a Time, we heard there, featuring Richard Davis on bass with Stan Getz there. In the background, Herbie Mann's, from his string album from 67, we're hearing To Sir With Love, Richard Davis on bass, reworking of the 67 British drama, as made famous by Lulu, starring Sidney Poitier. So moving right along, we're going to squeeze in maybe three more tracks. So Richard Roundtree, the actor, known for Shaft, put out an album called Man from Shaft. You know, some may look at it as if they're trying to just capitalize on the popularity of the 71 blaxploitation film that kind of broke it all open. But it's actually a pretty decent record. He sings on it and has a pretty all-star band with Ray Brown and Richard Davis on bass, you know, dueling basses. It's all produced by Eugene McDaniels, who constantly seemed to use Richard Davis on his productions over the years, from the early days on. Joe Farrell, Thad Jones, Hubert Laws, Les McCann, Pepper Adams. So pretty much an all-star production there. Then we're going to hear two from Coffee from 1973, the incredible Roy Ayers blaxploitation soundtrack for the film written and directed by Jack Hill, starring, of course, none other than Pam Grier. And we'll hear both Coffee is the Color, the title track, and the Escape theme. Roy Ayers, of course, on vibes, Denny Davis drums, Richard Davis on both acoustic and electric bass. How do you do them at the same time? I don't know. And Billy Nichols on guitar with Bob Rose, John Faddis trumpet, and Dee Dee Bridgewater on vocals, of course, famously. And that should do it here on this week's installment of Morricone Island, WFMU. Mm-hmm.
private plans. I make private love with gentle hands. If there's one thing I want to be, you can bet your life I just wanna be free.
We'll be right back.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org.
great news for everyone in the chat saying they can't wait for Lori Goldston. That was Lori Goldston from the album Things Opening. That was the B-side. Track called Sisters. I'm so happy that Lori was able to come in to WFMU and record the sickest live set, which I'm going to play in a moment here. She's in town. If you can call New York City that. She's here in New York City playing a bunch of concerts, and I'm so glad she can come in. So we have a really great performance coming up, and then we talked for about 45 minutes. I decided not to edit it, so we'll have that to enjoy, and a lot of music from Lori and her collaborators over the years. So let's get to it.